Are you ready to stop the self-sabotage and create the life you desire? Well, in order for that to happen, you need to break free from the bad beliefs that are holding your success hostage. You need to optimize the stress by turning it into extra energy for success. And those hurtful habits? Well, we need to give that pain a purpose for progress. Welcome to Stop the Self-Sabotage and Create the Life You Desire podcast. So have you heard of the acronym SMART for whenever you set a goal? It's supposed to be a SMART goal, supposed to be specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-oriented. Well, guess what? SMART goals can make you stupid. Why is that? Because all of this is held in your short-term working memory instead of in your long-term habitual responses. So you have to constantly think about it all day long since you don't have what's known as subconscious agreement, because your subconscious has questions about this SMART goal, and setting them this way is a great start. It's a great foundation, but you're never going to build on it. And what happens whenever it stays in short-term working memory, you hit what's known as decision and goal fatigue. And it happens every single day because the part of your mind that holds your working memory is limited on resources, which means that every decision you make uses up some of those resources. And it does not matter if the decision is large or small. So deciding what to wear for the day is going to be the same decision as, should we just absolutely go off on somebody and run the potential of breaking the relationship beyond all ability to progress? So it doesn't matter if it's, oh, does this bracelet go with my outfit, or should I burn this bridge? And you know what? I should burn it while they're on it. That would make me feel better. Takes the same amount of resources, and you will use them up at some point during the day, typically during a 2-hour window, 3 to 5, 5 to 7, 7 to 9, 9 to 11. This is the reason why during those times, and then for the rest of the evening, you may find yourself eating everything in sight, and even some of the things that you hid from yourself and said you weren't going to get into anymore. Or you might find yourself bitching, moaning, whining, and complaining with everybody and against everyone that is in your environment. You can find yourself very angry. Anger is a good thing. It means boundaries have been violated. Or you could find yourself extremely sad, which means that you need to grieve the loss, but you can get stuck in that loss, that sadness and anger. Those states are sustainable, and you can repeat them again and again. And you're wondering what happened to your goal. Well, it went out the window with everything else, because it was only in your working memory and it hadn't become habitual for you. So what is it you need to do? You need to get subconscious agreement. You need to understand that you've got a why, but a why that is probably going to muck you up. That motivation wanes, and you've got to do something that is going to be a little bit more extreme than, oh, imagining puppies and kittens and rainbows and unicorns. You also want to become aware that you're going to have to let go of some stuff. I call it PPS, other people's stuff, or people, places, and shit. You have a pattern of failure, and your pattern of failure includes one thing that's known as awfulizing. Then there is the price that you're paying right now seems to be more than what the goal is worth, and you have a closed system. What is a closed system? Think of it like this. Your house is closed up. You got doors and windows. Nobody is going to break into your house to clean it. Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, it really was a fairy tale. I was so disappointed. Okay, so what do we have to do to begin to open up the system, get these questions answered for your subconscious, to get agreement on it? That is what I am offering you for right now, because we're supposed to be springing into success. This is the time of year when the subconscious looks to say, what seeds are we planting? And we need to amplify and accelerate their growth. But you can plant weeds in your garden of growth just as easy as you can reap a harvest of what you really want by getting your goals. So I am offering you a complimentary coaching call. I couldn't have done this 3 weeks ago. I have been so booked up. Typically I try when somebody says, yeah, they want to work with me, I try getting them in a week. It was 3 weeks out. Well, things are finally beginning to open back up so I can offer these again. I don't have the link completely set up. So this is what I want you to do. Text me that, you want a, SMART goal coaching session. We're going to be together 40, 45, maybe even 50 minutes where I'm going to inform you on these other things. And then if you decide that you want to work with me, I've earned the right to be in your life to assist you in getting that subconscious agreement. Okay. So 1-636-699-7791. 1-636-699-7791. It does not matter where you are in the world. I will find a time to make it work for you. So Sydney, I think it's what? You're 15 hours ahead of me. That's okay. I'll find a way to make it work for you. So reach out to me by a text, or you can also leave me a voicemail and say you want a SMART goal coaching session. We're going to get together. Whether you decide to work with me or not, at least you will be more prepared to start giving yourself answers that's going to assist you in the achievement for the goal that you want. Now is the time to start planting those seeds. You can do this. I believe in you. But until you believe in yourself, just borrow mine, because it is time for you to set your goal to be achieved. Break through the blocks that are holding you back. Accelerate your results with a success system. All right. Chat soon. I want to pause for just a moment and say, what is it that your health, your wealth, and your happiness needs from you right now? It needs, it wants, it desires your ability to be able to accept suggestions that are going to allow you to achieve and maintain success. See, your identity is made up mental, emotional, physical. And your mental level, your focus has been on how you could serve others to bring them out at their best, but at your expense. Your emotional level, your heart, has actually been used to be able to grow the harvest that someone else wants. But for you, you haven't learned how to optimize those emotions to where you're not being overwhelmed, stressed out, absolutely exhausted, and your actions implementing for impact. Those actions can be so hard to follow through whenever you feel like your painful past continues to infect you. You want an identity upgrade. That's what I'm offering you in the brand new course, Health, Wealth, and Happiness through Self Hypnosis. I'm going to teach you how to give yourself suggestions that are actually going to bring out your magnificence and your brilliance, revealing more of who you really are. It does not matter where you are in life or what's happened. All of it can be optimized for your benefit. It is at an incredible investment because I want you to be able to say yes to your next level of success. Go to dawnlandrum.com and click on the link that says Health, Wealth, and Happiness through Self-Hypnosis.